Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Glad to be with you working on your financial freedom. I'm really excited to be talking to my guest today because my goal today is to convince you that now is the right time to invest in real estate. Because for the last year, maybe a year and a half since the pandemic started, I've heard people tell me, I'm waiting for the right time. I'm waiting till everything settles down. I'm waiting till Joe Biden is not president anymore. I'm waiting to see what happens with the taxes, and because Joe Biden wants to get rid of the 1031 exchange, or I'm ready to see if we're going to have another shutdown from COVID, all these different things. And what I want to tell you, I've got Ben LaPaigne on the radio with me today. His wife is Mary Louise. And in their first year, they joined Lifestyles Unlimited in July of 2020. That is in the middle of the pandemic. In the first year of single-family investing, they added over $24,000 of passive income to their income. They increased their net worth almost to six figures, just under six figures, and that is in 1 year of joining Lifestyles Unlimited in the middle of COVID. You hear those numbers, and what Del Walmsley always says becomes really clear. Retirement is not an age. It is a financial condition. It is when you have those passive streams of income that replace, that either meet or exceed your expenses, or they replace your income. And Ben and his wife, Mary Louise, have created $24,000 of passive income, and they are on their way to buying back all their time. So, Ben, so glad you're here. We want to get to know you just a little bit. If you'll just give us an idea of who you and Mary Louise are outside of real estate investing, where you're from and what life is for you.
Hey, David, thank you so much for bringing me on the radio. It's such an honor for us to be here. And just to give you a little bit about us, you know, we're average, hardworking Americans, just like everyone else probably listening to the radio. And, you know, we enjoy, you know, spending time with friends and family. And we really started to enjoy working on real estate and improving our cash flow every month by investing in single family rentals. And, you know, we didn't come from, you know, a real estate background, but we have really dived in and have really enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, you had no real estate background at all, correct?
Correct.
I need to not leave this out. And how old are you guys? When did you graduate from college?
We graduated in 2015. I'm 29. My wife is Mary Louise. She is 28 years old.
Okay. See, and the reason I love to hear that is because I want you folks that are listening to know working on your financial freedom can start as early as you want it to. And we're talking to somebody who has no real estate background, not even a whole lot of life experience at age 29 and 28. And yet they have been really successful at their real estate investing. But before you join Lifestyles Unlimited, my question was, before you thought about real estate investing, what was your retirement plan? When did you think you would retire, and what was your plan to get there?
Well, I think Mary Louise and I both believed that the only way to retire was to graduate from college and work hard for as a W-2 employee, and hopefully by the time we were 60, 65, that our 401k would be at a certain point to where if we weren't working, we could pay for ourselves to live via the 401k, which I don't think is very I don't think it's uncommon. I think everyone our age that wants to retire one day thinks to themselves, hey, I'm just going to work hard for a company. They're going to match my 401k, and then hopefully by the time I'm 60 or 65, I'll have enough money. You know, you don't really know for sure, but that's the perception on how to do it.
Yeah. And that is what we're taught. I mean, that's what I was taught. You're going to go to school and study hard so you can get into a good college, and then you're going to get a job with a good company. And financial experts tell us now you need to have $1 million to $1.5 million in the bank, which if you have $1 million, that's going to earn you in a bank right now about $10,000 a year, which I'm guessing if you accumulated $1 million, you were living a lifestyle that was a lot more expensive than $10,000 a year, which means you're going to be spending your principal and hoping that you die before you run out of money. So that doesn't sound like that great an idea. What was the trigger that caused you to think, oh, wait, maybe I need to do something else? Maybe real estate would be the answer.
Well, I think during COVID, real estate prices kind of were, I think real estate prices were pretty good. And, we had some money saved up and, the 401k, my 401k tanked a little bit, and so I kind of thought to myself, wow, I have to think about other things now, because the plan that I had my entire life that, the 401k is just going to keep going up and keep going up over time, it didn't look like it was panning out. And so I had to think of other things during the pandemic on how I can, how I can replace that money that was lost in my 401k. And I mean, obviously, we don't have a ton of money in our 401k being less than 30 years old, but when it dropped a little bit, I thought to myself, wow, maybe my preconceived notions on how much money I think I'm going to have kind of went out the window during COVID. So I think that was a big trigger for me to start looking elsewhere to find a way to retire one day.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power or where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Good afternoon. I'm David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, working on your financial freedom. And I'm talking with Ben LePain. He and his wife, Mary Louise, started their investing in the middle of the pandemic and knocked it out of the park. And so just before the break, we were kind of talking about their transition at the beginning of the pandemic. He looked at his 401k and said, my goodness, what are we going to do? How are we going to reach retirement? Their plan at 28 years old and 29 years old was to work hard at their jobs and hope by the time they turned 60 or 65, they would have enough money in that 401k that they'd be able to retire. And at the beginning of COVID, when the market tanked for a bit, they thought, maybe we need to think about something else. And so my question to Ben, my question to you, so glad you're with us, is what caused you to think about real estate and how did you find Lifestyles Unlimited?
Hey, David, thanks again for having me on the show. I think to answer your question, how did we find real estate and Lifestyles Unlimited? I think my wife, Mary Louise, her uncle actually works for Lifestyles. And, he has experienced a very good successful career in real estate. And so we just asked him, hey, man, how do you do what you do? And he just said, hey, if you want to know how I'm successful, go to a 2-day seminar at Lifestyles Unlimited and just see for yourself what it takes to become successful in real estate investing. And so because of our trust and her uncle, because of the relationship we have with him, we took him up on his offer or what he suggested and attended the 2-day seminar. And afterwards, we were just sold. We just knew, hey, this is how you can make passive income. This is how you can replace your W-2 income over time. It just takes, you know, it takes some energy to get started. And if you're going to do it, why not have an expert teach you? And so that's what got us starting to real estate.
That's great. So you went to that 2-day class. That is 16 hours. And what was the big takeaway for you from that financial freedom seminar?
The big takeaway was not only can you invest in real estate and get appreciation, you know, that's what I think that a lot of people think about real estate. When they buy it, they hope that one day when they sell it, they'll be able to make a profit off those net proceeds on the sale. But not only that, it's not just appreciation, it's cash flow every single month from each home that you own. And it's we're talking about $400, $500, $600, $700 a month on each property that you own, and it really doesn't take that much money to get that income. And so it wasn't the barrier to entry in single family investments. We learned was not as much as we thought. You know, we thought that we had to pay cash for the house, we had to redo the entire thing ourselves out of pocket. But Lifestyles taught us how to leverage hard money loans and to get really good financing on properties that were distressed. And the whole process that Lifestyles taught during that 2-day seminar really opened our eyes on how we can really maximize the return on our investment in single families.
Yeah, I want to reiterate what Ben said to you folks that are listening. I mean, I talk to people all the time who say, you know, I'd really like to invest in real estate. And I talk to sophisticated investors. I'd really like to invest in real estate. But, you know, when I go to the bank, the bank says they'll loan me 20% of the purchase price of the house, and they will not cover any of the rehab, and that just doesn't seem to work for me, and it doesn't work for me either. And what we teach you is, first of all, you're talking to the wrong lenders, and we teach you how to use the lenders and how to find those lenders. We have a vendor program for that, and it takes a lot less. What Ben just said, I want to reiterate that. I waited a long time to join Lifestyles because I was waiting until I had what I thought was enough money to invest, and I could have joined quite a bit earlier and been on my way a lot faster if I had just joined Lifestyles early on, because I would have understood all of a sudden what the finish line was. I would have raced toward the finish line. I also would have understood that I needed a lot less money. I would have been able to get into investing a lot sooner than I thought. Also, there's one other thing I want to ask you about, and I'm not sure if we didn't talk about it. I don't know if you remember from the case study, you said there was one of your big goals, because when people get into this, they need to have a what is your why? Why are you doing this? Are you doing this because you can have a Lamborghini and go on fancy vacations? That's not really a great why. But you actually had a pretty good why that I appreciated that you said. Do you remember what that was? It was on your slides.
I remember exactly what I said, is that, you know, I want to be able to retire my wife one day, and I want to have options in the future. By the time we're 40 or 45, you know, we'll be able to replace all of our W-2 income if we keep going at this pace. And so I guess my goal is that, you know, by the time I'm 45, I can spend time with my kids, because I'm not working all the time. You know, I can be there for my children. I can be there for my family. I can be there for my wife. I'm not tied down to a W-2 and I have to work till 8 p.m. every night in order to make my boss happy. I think to us, having that option one day, you know, not to say that, you know, working at a W-2 is bad, because, you know, I think we like our jobs, but, you know, having that option when you're 40 or 45 really is appealing to us.
Yeah, it's that freedom to choose the lifestyle that you want. It's like Dell says, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And the lifestyle, for some people, that's going to be, you know, one of our multifamily mentors, he said, it was a lot more fun going to work when I realized I didn't have to. Because I had the freedom to choose if I wanted to or didn't want to. Same thing with other folks. They say, you know, I want to stay home with the kids. I want to take a low-paying job doing something I absolutely love. And that is the power of replacing that income. But I wanted to say, good job on saying you want to retire your wife. And, you know, there may be some wives out there that want to retire their husbands. And we're good with either one of those. But we want you to be able to buy back your time. And that is the power that's involved in that. You did something that, first of all, you had 194% capital gain on your very first house, 18% of your cash flow. And you joined Lifestyles in 2020, in July of 2020, and bought your first house soon after that, and then three more. And I want to ask you, why in the world did you buy in the middle of COVID? Because I had people telling me 100 different reasons why you should not buy during COVID. What was your mindset at that point?
My mindset at that point was don't listen to what anyone else says. Follow what you believe is right. And you know, I didn't. To be honest with you, I don't watch the news because I think you know, all the news channels, they just try to inspire fear in people. But I just decided that, hey, I'm not going to listen to them. I'm going to listen to what I think is best personally, not what other people are telling me. And I think after that two-day seminar, my heart was telling me, hey, there's never a bad time to get into real estate.
If I can stop you right there. Folks, I want you to stay as we talk to a novice investor on his way to financial freedom by adding $24,000 of annual passive income in his first year of investing. Stay with us. We're working on your financial freedom.
Can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey, folks, David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Talking with Ben LaPaine. He and his wife, Mary Louise, are well on their way to financial freedom. They started last year in the middle of COVID, joined in July, and quickly added passive income of $24,000 a year to their income, also increased their net worth by almost six figures in that 1 year. And right before the break, I had asked Ben why he did that, because everybody else was telling me, you know, you shouldn't invest in real estate right now. It's just a bad idea. We need to wait till COVID's over, figure out what we're going to do. We're going to have another shutdown. People are saying the same thing now. Hey, I want to see if there's going to be another shutdown. I don't know if Joe Biden's going to take away the 1031 exchange. I'm here today. We're doing the two-day financial freedom seminar in our office. David Fisher is teaching that. And one thing he constantly says, because people ask these kind of questions during that two-day financial freedom seminar, he says, stop looking for a way out and start looking for a way in. And Ben, real quickly, right before we went to the break, kind of repeat what you said there, just the last couple of sentences, why you were able to go ahead and move forward when a lot of people were paralyzed.
I think to answer your question, we weren't paralyzed because we just didn't listen to what the news was saying. We were listening to what we thought was best. You know, sometimes you have to go with what you think is right. You can't depend on anyone else telling you what to do. Sometimes you just need to make a decision and stick with it. And so for us, that decision was, regardless of what's happening out in the world, what do we think is best? And for us, that was real estate investing.
That is great. I want to just touch on that for a minute. You know, Tony Robbins, who I love listening to, he says this. He says, it's never the environment. It's never the events of our lives. It's the meaning we attach to those events, how we interpret them. Those things shape who we are today and who will become tomorrow. And so, again, it is Who are you listening to? And I love Lifestyles Unlimited. Alex Clark, who is one of our multifamily mentors out of Dallas, he said, all during the pandemic, there were apartment operators that struggled. There were single family owners that struggled. What do I do? Fearful about what's going to happen next. Our folks, by and large, did not, because they had what Andrew Carnegie called over 100 years ago, a mastermind group. And Alex talked about, if I have a situation that I've never experienced, I've got 40 other folks in my mastermind group who are running apartment communities, and guaranteed a couple of those people are going to be experts in what I'm dealing with. And so he said, it's just an amazing situation. And we talk about surrounding ourselves with successful, like-minded people. One of those things you hear from all this is last year people were saying, with nobody paying rent, how does real estate work? Well, in the worst of the shutdown, occupancy dropped to 89%. 89%. That is not low. Now it is 90% occupied. Government said you can't evict people. Well, only if they lose their job to COVID. You can evict people. One of our case studies the other night, they actually were able to evict some people because of breaking leases, doing different things wrong. I actually evicted someone during COVID that wasn't paying, but they weren't paying because of COVID. That was the deal. They weren't paying because they didn't want to pay. How does it work when nobody's working? That's what people said last year. How does real estate work if nobody's working? Everyone's losing their jobs. At the height of COVID, the unemployment rate was 14%. Now it's 5.2%. You might, if you have a short-term memory, you might think, oh, that's really high. The entire 8 years of Barack Obama, the unemployment rate was never lower than 6.2%. 7%. There were plenty of tenants then. There are plenty of tenants now. Last note on this. What if there's a crash? You can still make money. The only reason there would be a crash at this point, Dale Walmsley says, is if Joe Biden gets rid of the 1031 exchange, got rid of depreciation, which is going to be really hard to do because it's going to take an act of Congress to do that. And Nancy Pelosi, most powerful woman in the country, her husband owns, I think, over $200 million worth of real estate. So she's not going to let that go through. But if it did, then there would be a short correction as people got out who are using real estate just for tax purposes. And everybody else that was holding real estate for investment purposes would stay in, and it would be a great buying opportunity. The people who are there for cash flow and appreciation are left in the market. And so for all of those reasons, it is a great time to invest in real estate. So if you've been hanging out and hanging on, waiting for the right time to make a difference in your life, I will tell you, it's not going to be last year when Ben, my guest, joined and made 194% on his first deal, unless you have a time machine. You can't go back to last year. All you can deal with is right now. It's not going to be next year. Next year, who knows where you'll be? It's right now. A year from now, you'll either have a year of progress or a year of excuses why you didn't act, while people like Ben are racking up more money, buying back their time, and getting on their way to financial freedom. So I just want to encourage you to move and get moving. So with all that, that's kind of your motivational commercial right there. Stop looking for a way out and start looking for a way in. So as we're talking to Ben, tell us a little bit about your first deal. First of all, going into that first deal, were you a little bit fearful about that?
I'm not going to lie, David. I was a little fearful because, you know, I didn't know what to expect other than what was taught to me by my mentor. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a difference between, you know, someone telling you and you having firsthand knowledge of the situation. So yeah, I was a little scared, but I think those fears were quickly alleviated once we realized that, you know, it was basically a very low out-of-pocket deal and that there's a lot of equity capture on it.
Yeah, what was your out-of-pocket on your first deal?
I think our out-of-pocket the first deal was around $20,000, which was not that much to us. You know, we only had to bring a few thousand dollars to closing because we bought it for 95 and it appraised at 200. And so it was a very good deal for us.
Yeah. Just so in the Texas market in Houston and Dallas, you're looking at 15 to 30,000 out of pocket. San Antonio and Houston and Dallas, you're looking a little bit higher. Dallas is a little more expensive. Now, the interesting thing about that is on your first deal, you had a rehab, if I'm correct, of $52,000, a little bit over 52. Now, that's a big rehab. What all was involved in that?
It was a big rehab, David. We replaced the roof, the AC, the windows, the foundation that needed to be repaired, flooring, the kitchen and bathrooms needed to be remodeled. And so everything from cosmetics to to a mechanical needed to be replaced, because the house was around for a long time. It's almost a century years old, and it hasn't been worked on since. And so we needed to put some, it was worth the amount of money we put into it.
Sure. And folks, that's one thing. That's the reason we don't take calls after five. That's the reason we don't take calls out on the weekend. We fix everything going into the deal, and using a hard money loan, we include in some cases, all of that rehab cost is included in the loan. So we have a perfect property. So when people rent the property, they say, hey, this looks beautiful. We say, it is. And they know if something breaks, it's because they broke it, which means they will pay to get it fixed. And so you do the property right. You do it that way. You don't have the problems where the horror stories that you hear, people say, oh my goodness, it's, you know, this has gone wrong, that has gone wrong, all those kinds of things. Now, I'm curious, in that rehab, Ben, how much time did you spend swinging a hammer and painting and hauling in a water heater? How much time did you spend doing all that?
I spent zero time doing all that, David. We hired a general contractor from the Lifestyle Spender. They did a really good job letting us, you know, take our hands off the wheel and them just managing it for us. Of course, you know, we didn't do a thing.
Yeah. And that's what we teach at Lifestyles. We teach you, you don't want to be working in your business. Your goal is not to be a handyman or a handywoman. Your goal is to be a real estate investor. So Ben, good job on doing that exactly the way you should do that. Folks, I want you to stay with us on the other side of the break. You'll hear from a beginner investor who increased his net worth by almost six figures in his first year of investing. We're talking to Ben LaPaine. Glad to have you with us as we work on your financial freedom.
Challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, I'm your host, David Ruzicka, on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We are working on your financial freedom. I'm really excited to be with Ben LaPaine today, one of our Lifestyles members who joined during the pandemic last year. I want to remind you, the way that he joined is he went to our free workshop. It is free. It is online. You can watch it in your pajamas. You just go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. It is live. It's not recorded. It is live, and you can ask questions. Some of my teammates are always in the chat there, also on the phone to answer questions. The beautiful thing about that is they're not salespeople. They're just real estate investors like me and like Ben, and they're there to help you out. And the beauty of that free workshop is we show you the five ways that we make money in real estate through cash flow and equity capture and appreciation and principal pay down and through depreciation. We unpack all of that for you. We talk about the principles we use to run our businesses and provide for our families. And we kind of give you a broad overview of what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about. It's about a 90-minute workshop. We always offer a discount. You can join for a discount at that workshop. I'm actually one of the instructors. And just go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Freeworkshoplivestream.com. You can get signed up today. We've got workshops on the calendar for the next couple of weeks on there that you can choose from. We haven't through the rest of the year, but on the website, you'll find the next 2 weeks, I believe, and pick one of those that works for you. We'd love to have you get started. If you can get started during COVID, you can get started at any time. And so glad Ben did that. So Ben, we were talking about the rehab, $52,824. My rehab on my first deal was $25,000, which I thought was a lot of money. I mean, I did the foundation, I replaced the roof. That's got to be pretty daunting for a first-time investor. You did have one of our single-family mentors working with you, Doug Butler, who is a friend of mine, great, great guy, an expert in real estate investing. Tell us how your mentoring relationship worked with him. Just paint a picture. You go to meet him the first time, and then you go out and you find a single-family property. Tell us what that's like, having that mentor for you.
David, I thank you for bringing it up, because Doug has always been, I feel like, the mentors that Lifestyles Unlimited are really, you could do real estate by yourself, but having someone there who's an expert in the field of investment properties to kind of hold your hand and kind of answer any questions that you have. And it's just really valuable to us and something that we needed since it was our first deal and we didn't have any experience. And so that relationship was like, if I had a question about how much should I ask for rent? How should I market this property? Should I have a realtor, list it on the MLS to rent? What colors are good? What finishes are good on the property? What do you think about, how much this property is going to be worth when we're done? What scope of work should be and should not be included for this area? And so you need that relationship. Really helped us continue on our journey, because there were a lot of things that I thought were good ideas, because I think that, I think I have good ideas, but when I talk to Doug, who's an expert, who knows how to do things at a very efficient level, he was able to tell me, hey man, I think your idea is good. However, I don't think that submarket requires what you're thinking about doing. And so don't spend that money. Here's where you should spend that money. And this is how much I think you could ask for rent. This is how you market the property. This is how you negotiate a lease. This is how you do your pre-leasing. All of those things are very difficult to do if you don't have someone who could point out how to move forward. Finding a tenant is everything. Finding the right tenant is everything. And, yeah. And knowing how to screen tenants is everything. And so I was emailing Doug all the time. Hey, Doug, just how do I do this or do that? And he was very responsive. And even when I called, he would always answer, because I think he knew that I was really needy at the time. And I was very nervous. And so he gave me a lot of extra attention that, he needs to get credit for, because he did spend a lot of time with me to work on that project.
And I like that. Very needy at the time. I tell you, I think that's the case with everybody who gets into real estate investing with Lifestyles and does not have experience. And it can save you thousands of dollars. I mean, I've been with Lifestyles since 2016, back during the freeze. I had a situation. I called one of the mentors. Instead of spending $10,000 that an individual wanted me to spend, I'm trying to be ambiguous, on fixing a problem with my house because of the freeze, I spent $10 and an hour of my time. He yelled at me on the phone, "You don't pay that kind of money for that," and told me what to do. That's the power of having a mentor, because there are people out there who, out of ignorance, sometimes just trying to make a buck, will lead you down a wrong path. I'm not saying everybody's like that, and they're not, but a mentor can save you thousands of dollars from making mistakes. And I was exactly like you, Ben. I mean, I was calling both mentors every day of the week, on the first couple of houses every day, emailing, always had questions. And the folks that you that are listening, the power of that is that you can walk into a situation very, very secure, because you're not counting on your experience, which may be no experience. You're counting on the experience of a successful investor who is willing to give, who wants to give you your time. All the mentors tell me, they say, "I want our members to drive me crazy with calls and emails. I don't want them to ever feel like they're calling me too much or they're being annoying to me. I want them to be coming at me again and again and again." I'm just curious, how long did it take you? Because this is one of the fears people, every time I do the free workshop, people say, "What if I can't lease the property?" How long did it take you to lease the property following what you learned in the 2-day class and then talking to Doug?
Oh, well, it really took us about 7 days. after we finished the property and after we listed it on the marketing website, it didn't take long at all, and we were definitely scared. But I just follow Matt. You know, I'm not very smart, and I overthink things. But when I just followed the map and I just listened to Doug, we were able to lease it out in like 7 days. Like, there were so many people calling us to rent our property because we make them nice. And that's the model of Lifestyles is best product, best prices, right? And so right. It takes long at all.
Yeah. When you have a problem leasing your property out, it's either because you have a property that nobody wants to live in or it's because you've overpriced it. And in both those cases, we teach you how to avoid both those mistakes and can walk with you and you hold your hand all the way through that. We're getting a little bit short on time, but I want you to tell us then, you went from one house and you decided, that's kind of slow. I need to really increase my pace. What, tell us about your next step.
Well, our next step was to get three at a time. We wanted to, the first deal, we were just wanting to see the process from start to finish so that we could increase our pace and scale, and that's exactly what we did. We got three houses, one in Galveston County, the other two in Harris County, and we've been remodeling them, well, since midsummer, basically. And so two of them, I just signed a lease today, $750 cash flow every month, and that was a $30,000 wow. out-of-pocket deal. It's a really good deal for us, and we're about to sign another lease. And that lease is going to be $850 cash flow every month. And so we just try to scale up as fast as we can because, you know, you can't get rich slow, as Dell said. And we just tried to, after we learned the process from start to finish, we just realized, hey, why not scale this up? There's no point in to taking our time if we know the steps.
Yeah. And on both those, you are on all now four properties. You've had no problems in leasing those properties.
No problems at all. That's the thing, is we never have a problem leasing our property. We think we're going to rent, like, the property we bought in Galveston County. We thought to ourselves, hey, we'll be able to rent it out for $1,375 a month. And we leased it out for $1,500 a month. I don't think people realize how easy it is to rent a property. It's actually the easiest thing, in my mind, the easiest thing to do in real estate investing is leasing. If you know the process and you know what type of people or what type of, you know, criteria, if you know your criteria, then it's a lot easier. And I think people are willing to pay, for a good house. So I think leasing is the easiest thing, to be honest.
It's all about product and price, having a good product and having a great price. Folks, we've been talking to Ben LePain today. He and his wife, Mary Louise, brand new investors, like I said a couple of times, increased their net worth to almost six figures and bringing in an extra $24,000 in passive income that they have created for themselves in 1 year. Want to encourage you to go ahead and go to the free workshop. It is freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Join us for that. We are always here and ready to work with you on your financial freedom. My name is David Ruzicka. Good to have you with Lifestyles Unlimited.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.